Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Mortgage rates continue to climb. Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 5.11% this week. That's up slightly from last week when rates crossed 5%, but about 2 percentage points higher than at the start of the year. Meanwhile, the combination of rising rates and record home prices has started to weigh on demand. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes dropped 4.5% in March from a year earlier, and the Mortgage Bankers Association says that purchase mortgage applications fell 3% last week from the week before. President Biden says the U.S. will send roughly $800 million in additional military aid to Ukraine as Russian forces tighten their grip on the port city of Mariupol. The latest package will include heavy artillery weapons, more rounds of ammunition, and tactical drones. Biden also says the administration would ban Russian-affiliated ships from docking at U.S. ports. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's received commitments for $46.5 billion in funding to finance his offer to buy Twitter. In a securities filing, Musk also said that given the lack of response from Twitter's board, he's now exploring whether to approach Twitter shareholders directly to buy their stock at a specific price over a defined period, known as a tender offer. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.